Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer Midos L'Cheker HaHalacha, Talmudic Methodology. We are in the Midah of Metzius V'Din, which is the 11th Midah in the Sefer HaMidos. And we saw a big yisod in previous Shi'urim, that there are two areas of, we're discussing two distinct areas in Jewish law. One is Hatzad HaMishpati, Hadin HaMishpati, which is also Metzius. If I own this object, it's the Metzius, is that it's mine, etc. That is Mishpat, and then there's Isser and Heter. And East is East, and West is West, and ever the twain shall meet. So now we're up to Osiotes. We saw various Chedushim and Yesodos based on this idea. And now we will continue. This is on page Yud Gimel of the Sefer. Umuvan shebezeh gam kein tistalek hakushya shemakshim al Rambam. So now we can also answer the Kasha and the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in the first parak of Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, in Halacha Gimel, Abakanta Rambam, that if a person buys Chametz on Pesach, he gets Malkus. Even though on Bal Yerom, Bal Yematzei Stam, you don't get Malkus. But if he buys Chametz on Pesach, then he does get Malkus. Why? Because on Bal Yerom, Bal Yematzei Stam, it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Just having it in your possession, having Chametz in your possession, is a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. That's no deed, no action. But if a person buys Chametz, or he's mechametz biyadayim, he actively causes it to leaven, where there is a maisa, yesh gam kein malkus, v'makshim al Rambam. So how could the kniya work? We have a rule: kol milsa de omer rachmana lo saved I avid lo mahani, that we've been discussing at length in the previous shiurim. We have a rule. Sorry for my hard R's. Interesting, by the way. I think I noticed over the years that if you speak to older Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik, they call him the Rov. And if you speak to younger, or even Talmidim, the younger generation, they call him the Rov. So when did the Arab go from a R to a R? It's a very interesting question. Anyway, this relates to Rav Amiel, because Rav Amiel actually beat out Rav Soloveitchik to be the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv in 1935. If you remember 1935, I remember that was a pretty good year for me. My father was a young child, should live a long life. Actually, Rav Amiel was the Rav before Tel Aviv. He was Rav in Antwerp, which is where my father is from. So it's all connected, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Amiel, Antwerp, me, my father. No, we should all live long lives. So we have a kasha. The kasha is kol milsa dam rachmana lo saved yavid lo mahani, that how can you say that if a person buys chametz on Pesach, which is aser, the sale is a valid sale, the Torah told him not to do it, so how's the sale b'chlal chal, how's the sale b'chlal effective? Umuvan omer Rav Amiel shelefi zeh lo kashe klal dehakinyan humusag mishpati ve'avera. Avera bal yirae, hi avera kuchol haavirot shebein adam lamakom, ve'ein biyata biyada levatel musag mishpati. So the kinyan is in the world of mishpat, it's in the legalistic world. The avera, we can even call it the difference between something legal and something moral. An Aveira is immoral. The Aveira on Bal Yerae is an Aveira ben Adam Lamakom. And that can't touch the Musag Mishpati. There's something legal here. There's something lawful. And that is the Kinyan. The Kinyan is legally a valid Kinyan. Aye, there's an Aveira involved. We said that the only time we say Kol Milstam Rachman Al Asabri Abed Lo Mahani is if it's in the same realm. Meaning that The Avera is in the realm of Visser Veheter, so then Lo Mahani in the realm of Visser Veheter. The Avera is in Mishpat, so then Lo Mahani in Mishpat. But here, the Kinyan is a Mishpat. And therefore, but the Avera is in the world of Averas. So how can the Avera, how can you say Lo Mahani, that it's not effective because of the Avera? How does the Avera stop, the fact that it's an Avera, stop the Mishpat? It's a Mishpat, it belongs to the other person. When can you stop it if the Torah said not to do it? If the Torah said that Mibchina Mishpatit it doesn't work, like we discussed in the previous shir. If the Torah tells you Mibchina Mishpatit it doesn't work, it's another thing. But here, there are two different realms. Here you made a valid acquisition, and why should the Avera impede that? Why should the Avera stare that? You can't say that the Avera stares that. If the acquisition itself was an Avera, meaning if it was not a Musag, if the Kinyan was a Musag Isuri, then you could say, you were over an Isser, Mimele Lo Mahani. But no, the Kinyan is a Musag Mishpati. And therefore the Avera, which is something moral, that doesn't stop the Kinyan Mishpati. Achen, Omer Rav, Sham Yesh Od Nikuda Chadasha. There's another new point. A new puenta. Netzayir Natziur Shekazeh. Let's make the following picture. I love when Rav Amiel writes in his Sefer, I really feel like he's talking to me. It's not like he's just writing a formal document. I feel like, you know, Begoveinayim, like they say in modern Hebrew. He's talking to us on our level. Obviously, Rav Amiel was Masha Gon Olam, you see, on our level. He was holding in Shas, Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, Bekiyus, Be'iyun, Pile Plos. He obviously wrote this with a computer. You can't write such a Sefer without a computer, right? Not doing that, the Bar-Ilan program, the Rotzar Chachma. Obviously, that's not true, because Rav Amiel was Nifter well over 50 years ago. 60 years ago, 70 years ago, long before there were ever computers. So, it's Pele Plos. He wrote this all by hand from memory. As Netzayir Natziur Shekazeh, B'makom Shanu Nistorat Atzmenu Bazeh. So let's make the following Tziur. In a place where we're going to contradict ourselves. She'im Neima Shemahani Yiyahalo Tavit. That if we say it is effective, then it'll be an Isser. It'll be a Lo Savid. You shouldn't do it. If we say it's effective, then it'll be a you shouldn't do it. And if we say that it's not effective, then there's no you shouldn't do it. If we say Lo Mahani, that it's not effective, then there's no Lo Savid. There's no Isser in the first place. She'im Neima Bazeh. So if you take this tziur and you say anything that the Torah says not to do, if you do it, it's not effective, then there's going to be a stira between the beginning of the sentence, the lo saved, and the end of the sentence, lo mahani. Right? Because if you say that Mahani, that it is effective, only then there's going to be a Lo Savid. So it can't be that Lo Mahani, it can't be Kol Masor Rachmani Savid Lo Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani, because then we're talking about a tzir that if we say Mahani, only then it's going to be a Lo Savid. And if we say Lo Mahani, then there is no Lo Savid, so that's going to be a stir between the beginning of the sentence and the end of the sentence. It's not going to work. They don't work together. The fact that the Torah says not to do it and the fact that it's not effective can't work together. Either it is effective and then the Torah said not to do it, or it's not effective and the Torah never said not to do it. And obviously the Lo Sabed is a Siba for Lo Mahani. And as we discussed in the first Chalek of the Sefer of Nidos, you can't have a Stira between the Siba and the Mesubav. The Mesubav comes out of the Siba. They have to be in consonants. והציור הזה הרי שלנו כאן, בקנה חמץ בפסח, שאם נאמר בזה את הכלל של כל מילתא דאמר רחמנא לא תעבד, so if by buying chametz in Pesach where we have this tziur, because if you say the rule that whatever the Torah says not to do, if you do it, it's not effective. V'nasik mizeh hamaskana shehakinyan lo yachul klal, and then we conclude from this with the conclusion that the kinyan is not chal at all, because the Torah said not to do it, and therefore the kinyan is not chal. Hare ein klal bazeh halo ta'aved legamre. There is not a complete lo saved. If we say that the kinyan isn't chal, right? If you say kol masdor machon, the Torah says not to do it. So if you do it, it's not effective. But if you say lo mahani, then the kinyan isn't going to be chal, right? And ad kan lo chalku abayi v'rava, ela bazeh sh'rava amar v'hai delaki. Mishum de'avar amemra de'rachmana. Rava says that it's not effective, and that you get malchus is because you're over what the Torah says. But that's only shayach ba'averas shekaela, and such averas that the averas in the lo savi k'shula atzma l'fidas Rava. There has to be an aver in the lo savi that you weren't supposed to do it and you did it. Ki ledat abaye kol lo taved hina avera hi ba'mahani shebo. According to Abaye, when there's a lo saved, what's the avera? The avera is in the mahani. According to Rava, who holds lo mahani, so he holds the avera is in the lo saved that you're not supposed to do, but not that it's effective. Aval bekana chametz bepesach, she'avera hi shelcha hi ata ro'eh. Ein ha'avera kamuvan b'maaseh ha'kinyan, ela b'chalot ha'kinyan. It says you're not allowed to see your chametz. So the aver is not in the maaseh kinyan, the aver is in the chalos kinyan, on the kinyan taking effect. And if we say the klal of kol milsa d'am rachmana lo saved, then we're going to be sosar ourselves, because al yidei lo mahani, there's not going to be a lo saved. What does Rava say? Rava says you're getting punished because you did something you weren't supposed to do. But here, if we say lo mahani, then you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. The aver is in the chalos, and here there's no chalos. There's no sale. If you say lo mahani, there's no sale. So really, we're sosar ourselves mireisha l'seifa. So you can't say here kol masdor rachmana lo saved yavid lo mahani. Because if you say lo mahani, then there's no lo saved. You never did it. Since it wasn't effective, you didn't do the aver in the first place. If the aver was the maisa kinyan, so he did a maisa kinyan. So we say lo mahani, there's no chalos, gets punished. But here, by kana chametz bepesach, there's no the aver is the chalos kinyan, and if we say lo mahani, so then there's no chalos kinyan, there's no lo saved. So maybe you can't say here that the sale is not going to be a good sale, because then this, because of the rule of kol milsa rachmanit is lo saved yavid lo mahani, because this rule is so sir itself. Because you're over on the lo saved, memela, there's the lo mahani. Since you're over on the lo saved, since we say lo mahani, memela is no lo saved. He didn't do the avera. And if he didn't do the avera, then yes, mahani. So that's why here we're not going to say because again, if you say the lo mahani, then there's no lo sabid, and you can't have that. You can't have the sentence being contradicting itself. It only works when you did something you weren't supposed to do. You actually did it. It's considered that you did the avera, and we say that it's not effective. But here, you didn't do the avera if we say lo mahani. Beautiful. Mamshich harav, anachnu achshav beotchaf. Ani gam ohev ech she harav. מחלק את זה לאותיות, כי אם הרב היה כותב את זה Ratzuf, Beretzef Echad. So this Midah itself, this is one Midah of something like 25, I believe. And this Midah is came out 100 pages. So to do 100 pages without anything in the middle, today if it would be written a little bit more modern, he would also have Kotorot Mishneh, he would have subtitles, but that's Beseder Gamor. We can do without the subtitles, but just breaking it up into letters at least gives us a little bit of room to breathe. במציאות ודין ממשיך הרב, יש לנו גם כן לעמוד על זה, יש מציאות ודין שהמציאות פועלת את הדין, ויש מציאות ודין שהדין הוא בעצם המציאות. Sometimes in Metzius and Din, the Metzius activates the din, and sometimes the Metzius and Din, that the din is in the Etzem HaMetzius. The din is in the Etzem HaMetzius. L'mashal, Kedushin, Gerishin, Shruma, Hekdesh, V'chadoyme. Shekol HaDinim Halalu Mithavim Al Yedei Ma'aseh Metziuti. So, if you have Kedushin, Gerishin, Shruma, Hekdesh, these dinim come from the Ma'aseh Metziuti, from the Metzius. A person does a Ma'aseh Kedushin. A person does a Ma'aseh Gerishin. So the Metzius is Po'eles, is HaDinim. The Metzius activates the din. It comes through the Ma'aseh. You have a Ma'aseh of Metzius, of Kedushin, and Remeli of the Din Shiz Mekudeshes. You have the Ma'aseh of Gerishin, Remeli of the Din Shiz Megureshes. Ki ein ha-din shel ha-yishut munach benetinat ha-kesef shel ha-kidushin kishila atzma. Ela shekach amra Torah shema'asim metziyutiim ke'ela v'cha'ela po'alim dinim halalu. So, when a man gives a woman money, the man giving the woman money is not in itself ishus. Ishus is not munach, liknisht, it's not placed in this Ma'aseh Nesinas HaKesef. You can't say that there's Kedushin there. Rather, he did a Ma'aseh, he did this a Metzius that he gave her the money. And Memela Yidezeh, there's a din. And Vuzok their din zokt, that she's Mekudeshes. Kacham Ra Torah, that these Ma'asim Metziutiim, these Metzius Dikam Ma'asim, are Poel, these dinim. Achen, Lemashal, Isur Chelev, Dam, Basar b'chalav v'chadome, sham bevadai hadin hu b'toch ha-metziut mamash, ki l'metziut shekazu yesh din isur. When it comes to other things like chelev, fats and blood, basar b'chalav, there the din is in the metzius. This metzius is a din iser. This etzem metzius is aser. So in the metzius of a man giving a woman money, there's no din. The din comes out of the metzius. It's like stage two. Here the etzem metzius of chelev is aser. It's not A which causes B. It's not a metzius which causes a din. The etzem metzius is the din. The metzius of dam is aser. Ba'ofen harishon omer harav, ha-metziut lechud ve-hadin lechud. Ki afshar lanu letfos et ha-metziut gam b'li ha-din ve-et ha-din b'li ha-metziut. L'mashal, האישה נקנית בכסף. הנה אפשר לנו לתפוס נתינת כסף בלי קידושין. Right? We can understand a metzius without it. In the first often, in the case of the Kenyan Gerish and Kiddushin, Truma, Hekdush, Chadoyme, so we can see a metzius without a din, and we can see the din without a metzius. So a woman is nekneis bekesef. So there is a musug. I do it all the time. I go to the supermarket, I give a woman money. And Baruch Hashem, mostly for her. We're not married afterwards. Why are we not married? I gave her money, but it wasn't a Ma'aseh Kedushin. It was a Ma'aseh Kinyan of the milk. So the metzius of giving money is not necessarily going to cause this din. And you can also have a din without a metzius. You can have that a woman's married without the metzius of giving a pruta. And this shtar, this bia. So the kesher between the metzius and the din is that the metzius is poelas is hadin. The metzius activates the din. About this is not so when it comes to Iser Chelev, Don V'Chadayme. There, you can't have the Metzius without the Din, you can't have the Din without the Metzius. Whenever there's Dom, there's an Isser. Whenever there's an Isser, there's Dom. Meaning, there's no... not whenever there's an Isser, there's Dom. But the Metzius of Dom always goes along with the Isser. The Metzius of Chelev always goes along with the Isser. You can't be Toifes a Din. You can't be Toifes in Isser Chelev without a Metzius of Chelev. Continues the Rav, V'hine hakal shekol milta dama rachmana lo tavid yavid lo ma'ani nechnas b'emet b'midat metziut v'din. Kelomar shebofen shekezeh ein metziut I avid mevi'at ha'din ein ha'metziut I avid mevi'at ha'din u'memeila lo ma'ani. So this rule of anything the Torah says not to do, if you do it, it's not effective. This is be'emes in the mid of metziut v'din. Meaning that it's saying that the Metzius doesn't bring the din. The Torah says not to do it. So if he did it, Yavid, if there's such a Metzius, lo mahani, it doesn't bring the din. Achen, dok v'tishkach, yafeh me'od, ze nekuda chashuva me'od. שכל הסוגיה של כל מילת אדם הרחמן על אותה ועד מדברת רק במציאות ודין באופן הראשון. This whole sugya of kol milsa is only talking about the first variation, the first approach, first way. And that is that the metzius causes the din. שהמתות הייתה צריכה לפעול את הדין, כלומר שהיעביד והמהני הם השני דברים שאפשר לתפוס כל אחד קשור לעצמו. אבל איננו מוצאים את זה באופן השני. So it only works where there are two separate stages. You have the E-Ovid. If you do it, then lo mahani. Meaning, if you make this mitzias, there's no din. We're going to be mevatel the din. But it doesn't apply when the din and the mitzias are one and the same. Doik v'tishkach. Ubiyetel bihirut. To be even clear. I love when Ramesh Avigdor makes it clear. Kol ha'agdara shel E-Ovid lo mahani hu, כשאנו דנים על איזה חלות שצריכה לצאת מתוך המציאות בתור פועל יוצא, ועל זה אנו אומרים שלא מהני ונשארה מציאות בלי פועל יוצא, בלי החלות, אבל במקום שהדין הוא לא בתור חלות, אלא שבעצם המציאות אין זה בכלל פועל יוצא, ששייך להגיד על זה לא מהני ולהפריד בין הדבקים, בין המציאות ובין הדין. The whole word of Yavid לא מהני is that there is a certain חלות that's coming out. B is coming out of A. So we're mevatel B, and we're saying that since you weren't allowed to do A, we're mevatel B. But if it's if the metzias and the din are one and the same, then we're not mevatel anything. That's not a pol yotze, and memela we don't say lo mahani. And with this, Rav Amiel goes further to v'miyashi v'toisus to explain a toisus in Tumura Dalet Amid Beis, and od haderech rechokol afaneinu b'siyata d'shmaya. Baruch Hashem, like I said, this midah is. It's close to 100, it's about 93 pages, and we're only on page 15. Got up to Oschof. So, Siyata Dishmaya, Hashem should give us life and good health and Simchas Chaim and the financial means to continue these Shiurim. Lil Mod Ulilamed, Lishmor Velasot, Ulikayem et Kol Divrei Talmud Torato Be'ahava. Amen ve'amen. Shalom, shalom, ahuvah, yedidai, mamay, mamay.